Welcome to the Manitoba Ag Days podcast, where we hear from some of the most relevant, up-to-date, informational speakers in our industry. In episode 2, Sean Senko, agronomy specialist with the Canola Council of Canada, shares his talk, Precision in Canola.
Technology and precision ag, so you can imagine I love walking around a show like this. I also get a chance to come to Brandon at least one more time a year for our Cattle Lab event, which is in March. And I know that after being in Brandon a few times, I'm talking to some of the most technologically advanced people on the planet. That simply comes from using the shower at the Victoria Inn here. It's probably the most complicated thing I've ever seen. This is a picture from about 3 years ago. I was trying to call the front desk to help me figure out how to run this thing. So this had me feeling pretty bad, pretty down on technology. Until it was last year, I bumped into Tom Wolf, who was speaking here, and I said, how's your day going? He said, good, except for that shower in the morning. Man, that thing's complicated. So, and then I was a guy who has trouble. I don't feel so bad about figuring this out. So what's the guy who can't figure out the shower going to talk to you about? Precision in canola. So I was asked to talk about precision in canola. And it's a fairly large, broad, nebulous thing, right? So where do I want to go with this? What do I want to talk about? And the way I decide something like this is, what have I been talking to producers about? What are the questions they've been asking me? So I've been at CropSphere lately. I've been at grower meetings, grower events. And it's really broken down into two different things I find precision ag, the big questions coming my way. One is more on the equipment side. So looking at that precision placement of the seed, you know, that getting that depth even. Then looking at the planter style, that singulation or near singulation, we're starting to see in a lot of the seeding equipment. So that's kind of what I call one block. I won't be touching on that today. I've only got about 20, 25 minutes here to talk. The other one would be that whole idea of the precision use of inputs, I call it. I'm not that fancy of a wordsmith, but this is about as close as I can get to a good explanation of it. Taking that input we use for the crop and placing it where it's best needed. Excuse me. So why? Why precision in canola specifically? You know, we can use precision in all crops, but why am I talking about precision in canola? Well, we call canola a cash crop, but it also takes cash to grow it. So here's an example of some of the canola fertility requirements. So we look at here pounds per bushel, nitrogen, 2.5 to 3 pounds per bushel, phos, 1.5 to 1.5 pounds per bushel, sulfur, about 0.5 to 3/4 pounds per bushel. That's the fertility uptake. And you know what, as the canola counts we're talking about in the near future having 52 bushels per acre average yield, a lot of growers I talk to now are that, you know, shooting for that 60 bushel average yield already. So you can see already when you start looking at 60 times 2.5 to 3, you're up in that 180 pounds of nitrogen uptake per year. And we know our soils are variable, that it's not the same on the field. You know, certain areas of the field are better, can hold the nutrients better, they can release nutrients better, they've got different water holding capacity to produce that yield. So we don't want to blanket the entire field the same. It was really simple one time when we could just simply go with the simple technology, the old air seeder with the wheel to the chain to the sprock, if no computers involved, run the meter and put the blanket across the field. But as we push yields, we want to get precise in where we're putting the stuff. Another example I have is seed. $12 to $15 per pound roughly is what seed costs us now. And I really can't go away today without talking about one of the probably the easiest precisions we can jump on here. It's the canola calculator. So you know it's only been 5-6 years ago that I worked for a seed company working with producers and doing in fields trials. And everybody I talked to, including myself, we talked about pounds per acre. How are you going to set that seed rate, pounds per acre? Well, now the most important thing you can do is get to that point where you're looking at plants per square foot. How many plants per square foot do I need? I've seen on my own farm, seeds range from 2.9 TSW to 8.7. So that your seeding rate can be really, you can be seeding 5 pounds, but it can be half or double depending on the size of that seed. So really, if there's one thing I can get you to go away with today for precision technology that really is not going to cost you anything other than using a calculator, look up the canola calculator. If you're still seeding in pounds per acre, you look up the calculator, you're still confused, come by the booth, talk to one of our agronomists. We'll help you get to that point where you can be more precise and seeding shooting for that actual plants per square foot, it'll help you out. Okay, so talking about the getting that precision, the placement in the right place, it's going to put more bushels for you, less input, so more dollars in your pocket. So that's the one of the major things with being a canola producer, right, is that bottom line profit. But the thing I like about precision ag, and I look back at some of the other big steps we've had, reduced tillage. So reduced tillage, you're seeing less erosion, better water holding capacity, less fuel use, better, less land compaction, just all around better. And I like to do it. I mean, as a producer, I do reduce tillage just simply because I remember growing up as a kid, cultivating three times, harrowing, picking stones after. I simply don't want to go back to that in my farm in Saskatchewan. So when you can take a benefit of something that actually gets us better profits, better production, plus it's better stewardship, better sustainability, which we need to be on the world stage now if we want to sell our product, and tie them together, it's a big benefit. Same thing, I look at auto-steer sectional control. We've just gone through a wet cycle where, you know, on a pass down the field, I usually have to cut out, go around two, three slews at a time. Before auto-steer sectional control, I'd be trying to guess. I wouldn't do a very good job at it, and I'd be, you know, overlapping. So I'd say in a pretty 15% would be a pretty good estimate to how much I save in inputs alone. Plus, I enjoy actually running a machine with something like this. So when you can tie together better profitability and an easier time doing stuff, as well, increase that sustainability. You know, it's just a win-win. There's not many times in life where you can get everything lining up like that. And precision placement of nutrients is one of these things. It fits well with all these past performances. So I've talked about why we want to do it. You know, made it sound fairly easy, but there are some potential hurdles to the precision ag program. So one of them is equipment. So yeah, what I've got here is the old adage, the cart before the horse. Really what I'm thinking of is the example of the air cart before the tractor. So a lot of guys right now, you may have the old air cart and simply, well, I could just buy myself a variable air cart and go to the precision ag program. Well, you know, you've got to be thinking about, can your tractor handle that extra hydraulic requirement? So what I really want to go away with today is from this point forward, if you're thinking, even if it's 3, 4, 5 years down the road in a precision program, make sure you're thinking about all aspects of your equipment. That, you know, this tractor I'm buying today, is it going to be able to run that precision air cart I need a few years down the road? So make sure it all fits together and you're thinking about that. I showed you my shower problem. This is my precision ag issue 3 years ago. So it's how much I love my precision ag, how much I love my auto-steer monoboom. I bought a new sprayer 3 years ago. Took me a week off work, and I was going to set it up in the morning and spray the rest of the week. Everything was perfect. I posted this picture to our group chat. It was the end of the first day, and I hadn't gone anywhere yet. There were so many wires, so many things to hook up. I just wanted to get my old sprayer back. It was simple and going and easy to put together. So what I'm getting at here is there's going to be hurdles. Technology can be a problem. But once you get it figured out, there's, you'll appreciate it. There's no going back. Think about when you're looking into a new system, you know, give yourself that time. If you get a new drill, a new precision program, you know, don't expect the first day to be seeding. You know, in the past, I've seeded 150 acres a day. Boom, this first day I'm going to do that. You know, think about these first 3 days, I'm going to count it as a time I'm learning. I might not get as much done. If you go back and you get everything done, you get it before, you'll be happy. But if you don't, you'll be glad you left yourself that bit of space. Here's just an example. So I've had the chance to travel around and look at some of the new technologies at some of the technical trade fairs around the world. Look at some of the new up-and-coming. So this isn't going away, technology. You know, we're seeing when you start looking at some of the row crops, fruits and vegetables, I mean, they're already a big step past what we're just starting it into in some of the crops here in Western Canada. So, you know, if you've been hanging back on the precision program thinking, well, this might be a flash in the pan, I'm not sure if it's going to be something we're actually going to be looking at down the road, I'm going to wait it out. You know, precision ag is here. It's here to stay, and it will be growing. So, you know, it's definitely something you want to be looking at. Okay, so to summarize this, you know, something I didn't talk about as much, but it's really basic agronomy. So I talked about a lot of the technology, you know, that black box that you have in the corner of the cab that steers your tractor, it turns your booms off and on. You know, I don't expect you to understand the technology behind that. That does its work. That's the equipment technology provider's job to have that running properly. But basically, the Precision Ag program comes down to basic agronomy. So as a producer, you know your field's better than anybody else. Don't feel bad to ask the questions, the hard questions, when it comes to choosing a technology advisor. You know, how are you coming up with these recommendations? What do you use to decide them? You know, once you get your as-applied maps, if something doesn't look right, if you go, well, this corner of the field where all I grow is kosher, it doesn't even grow kosher really well, and then my best area of the field, they're the same color, why is that? You know, ask those questions, hard-hitting questions, make sure you got the program working right for you, and it's what you need to grow your farm. I talked about the equipment side of it. So, you know, that's one thing really keep in mind right now. It's not cheap to replace equipment, and you want to keep it for a while. If you're buying brand new equipment, most of the brand new equipment is Precision Ag ready, but there's a lot of us out there who are buying brand new equipment or buying used equipment. So keep that in mind when you're buying that equipment. One of the things is it going to work for me in a Precision Ag equipment in the future? And again, you know, I talked about why we want to do the Precision Ag program, putting those right nutrients in the right place. It's either going to gain us more yield, save us input costs, so as a farmer, more profitability, more dollars in our pocket at the end of the day. But don't discount the stewardship and sustainability benefits. There's a lot of sustainability metrics we need right now to simply sell our crops around the world. So having that information that we can prove that we are sustainable, we are moving in the right direction, as well as that a Precision Ag program is really your proof. You need to show that, having that map, having that proof that you put the nutrients, the fungicide, your seed in the right place, the right time, is key. So with that, I'll leave this for any questions that anybody has.
Thanks for tuning in to the Manitoba Ag Days podcast. We'll see you next year from January 22nd to 24th, 2019.